It's going to be Ella Rumford joining us here first as we start off with girls basketball here. And how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. Well, last night was a pretty fun game for you, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was really fun.
Yeah, and back-to-back wins, now 8-8 on the year, and 59-23 victory last night. And you had a couple of points there. But how'd you feel like you played overall last night?
Pretty good. The first half was a little scary, but or the first quarter at least was pretty scary, but not scary, I guess. Just,
yeah.
Oh, no, what are we doing? But overall, it was good. I think we did pretty good.
Was it something that you hadn't seen really for a while there, maybe the pressure from Lake in there and that full court press?
Oh, yeah. Man, we practice every day our cutter, but we just couldn't do it last night, I guess.
Well, it just didn't seem right.
Yeah.
Practicing that in another gym, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that throws you out. No. but you guys ended up getting the victory there, and you guys have been taking care of business last couple of games, and it feels like that you guys have that mentality of kind of, you know, I don't want to say, you know, stepping on the opponent's throat there, but kind of putting in the jugular there right off the bats against a team there. And that's got to feel pretty good when you all of a sudden build up that lead.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Coach has told us that we need to start a winning streak, and that started against Ulysses. So
yes.
We need to keep going.
Absolutely. Go back to Ulysses last Friday night. Man, you were a three-point shooting threat there. 2 of 2 from three-point range. And you started shooting the ball there. And what was working for you there last Friday?
You know, I don't know. I just feel like I'm going to miss most of the shots I take. But those are wide open, so
yeah.
Why not take them? I looked back at Coach and wasn't sure if I should take it or not, and I did the next time.
Well, I'm sure she's probably going to give you the green light.
Yeah.
She's nodding her head yes there. But, you know, it's a big game for you guys Friday nights, and this is a wild finish here to the season with the four pretty tough games coming up here. And Holcomb coming to town Friday night, and I know the first meeting between the teams, you guys really have that kind of in the back of your head.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened that night. Hopefully we can get that turned around this Friday.
Yeah, that'd be pretty big, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All part of homecoming, too. So,
oh,
yeah.
Yes.
All right. But, you know, it's a four-game stretch and then postseason. What would you like to see out of these next few games?
Some wins and
yeah.
I don't know what else.
Just keep getting better, right?
Yes, get
all right.
Better.
Well, you've had a great senior season so far, Ella. Thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, senior Ella Rumford joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware, and part of that dynamic deal with the blockers down in the paint there. Second one is Brooke Strine. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, last night was a pretty good night. Got back into double figures there around 10 points. But, a nice win for you guys again last night.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Ella. In the first quarter, we kind of freaked out and needed to figure out what we needed to do to score and where we needed to put the ball so that we could score and get off to a good lead.
Yeah, you guys got that lead going and really never looked back there. And that got pretty exciting there for a while there. You guys just went on that big run in the second and third quarters.
Oh, yeah, that was a confidence booster for sure. We didn't really look back from then and kept scoring as much as we could.
I got to ask you about this, too. It's been a while since we've talked here. All of a sudden now, you're a three-point shooting threat?
Yeah, I don't know. I shoot them in practice all the time, and I was like, why not just pull one? So I did.
And you're like 50% from three-point range, I think. That's
yeah.
Pretty good there. When that first one you released against Smoky Valley, what was your thought after you let it go?
I thought I was going to bank it off the backboard and come right back at me.
Hey, but it somehow found the right trajectory to go into the basket there. But how fun has this season been for you?
It's been really fun. I know I'm going to miss the seniors next year, but I'm spending as much time in with them as I can until they leave, I guess.
Yeah, it was a pretty tough January for you guys, just a gauntlet of a schedule there. But how tough was that maybe mentally, and how much did it prepare you for this final stretch?
You know, it was kind of hard to keep going. Mm-hmm. It was in and out of we were doing good and then we weren't, so we just got to keep pushing. And I think we have some really big games coming up, and I think we could get the victory out of them.
Yeah, Friday night starts there with Holcomb, and Not only have you had one game this week, but you get back-to-back games. That's kind of nice to be at home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good season here so far, Brooke. And thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Brooke Strine joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. And now we are joined here with Coach Amy Felker. And, Coach, you know, it's been a nice couple of games for you guys, back-to-back wins there. And you're able to kind of really put the hammer down on opponents over the last couple of games.
You know, the girls have just really stepped up and, you know, played great defense, which leads to offense. And then when we start to get that lead, everybody has the confidence to do what they can do all the time. It's just a little bit more relaxed and not so stressful. So, you know, it just all happened for everybody. And, you know, hopefully that gives them the confidence booster to shoot in a tight game.
Well, you go pretty much man-to-man throughout all 32 minutes against Ulysses. You start a little bit man-to-man last night. Looks like you switched to a zone, and it's kind of interesting how it all depends on the opponent that you're playing.
You know, we want to play man just to get us get some more pressure on the ball, and then we know exactly who we need to rebound against. But, you know, sometimes we start to get into foul trouble, and so we can't really put as much pressure on, so we switch to our zone. You know, sometimes we like to switch it and do man and make or man and zone at the same time. So, you know, it's nice that these girls can bounce back and forth. You know, whatever defense we decide to do, they're gonna play it hard.
What was interesting about last night? I don't know if I've seen this for a while. You had like players just go on streaks in a row of consecutive points scoring. And, you know, I've seen that from one player, but to have multiple. You had, I think, Amber score 10 in a row for you last night, and then Tori scores 5 in a row. And then I say this kind of jokingly, but I think it was probably in all seriousness, too, there with Allie in the third quarter. Those are probably the angriest 7 points in a row I've seen all year.
You know, she was so frustrated, yeah. You know, because every time she went in, she just kept getting fouls. I think they had her number.
Yeah.
And so she just kept telling me, she's like, Coach, I want to play. I want to play. And so, you know, finally in the third quarter, she got a basket to go, and then she was on a roll. And, you know, she just enjoys being out there with her teammates and contributing and that kind of stuff. So, you know, she's just a hard worker.
And what I noticed about her, I really hadn't seen her drive to the basket like that. And that was tough to stop.
You know, and with her size, you know, driving to the basket can create things because usually she has somebody a little bit smaller than her guarding her. So, you know, hopefully that confidence will keep that moving through the rest of the season.
Well, you get to 8-8 here, 4 games to go, and it's Friday, Monday, Tuesday for you guys. Friday, start off with the Holcomb, and then back-to-back nights on Eagle Week next week with Hugoton and also Colby Monday and Tuesday. And you get ready for Holcomb, and I know this is the first task at hand for you guys, and I just kind of talking with the players here a little bit. You could tell this has been on their mind from the last time that they played them.
You know, we're going to be at home, and the girls always play well at home with the community and the student section behind us and that kind of stuff. So they're going to be ready to play. With this 3-game stretch without hardly any practices, you know, we're just handling it one day at a time. And the only focus we got right now is Holcomb, and we're just going to keep going, and we're going to fight, and we're going to be ready to play. And we're not going to look back. You know, if we make a run on them, we're just going to keep pushing and pushing for the whole entire 32 minutes. And, you know, we're just going to work hard.
Well, I'll ask you the same thing here as I asked Brooke here about, you know, that tough stretch in January, preparing here for February. Do you feel like that, as tough as it was, did it kind of mentally prepare you guys for, well, actually kind of this stretch coming up here, last 4 games in postseason?
You know, they really had to dig deep. In January, and it got really tough late in January. We just kept getting beat up physically and mentally, and you know, they've really stepped up, and I think this confidence in this last couple of games in February that we're on the right track. They're working hard again. Their confidence is just going through the roof right now. So you know, this is gonna be a big game for us on Friday, and how well we step out on the court and we're ready and prepared, and how much focus and hard work we're ready to put out.
Should be a fun one Friday night. Another home game here as Scott City takes on Holcomb, and Coach Amy Felker joining us here tonight from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks as always, Coach, and we'll talk to you coming up on Friday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.